సరస్వత్యై నమః శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః హరిః ఓం. వేదమనోచాచార్యోందేవాసిన మనుషాస్తి సత్యం వద ధర్మం చర స్వాధ్యాయాన్మా ప్రమదః ఆచార్యాయ ప్రియం ధనమాహృత్య ప్రజాతంతుం మాగ్రవచ్చేత్సి సత్యాన్న ప్రమదితవ్యం ధర్మాన్న ప్రమదితవ్యం కుశలాన్న ప్రమదితవ్యం భూతేన ప్రమదితవ్యం స్వాధ్యాయ ప్రవచనాభ్యాన్న ప్రమదితవ్యం దేవపితృకార్యాభ్యాన్న ప్రమదితవ్యం మాతృదేవో భవ పితృదేవో భవ ఆచార్యదేవో భవ అతిథిదేవో భవ యాన్యనవద్యాని కర్మాణి తాని సేవితవ్యాని నోయ్యరాణి యాన్యస్మాకం సుచరితాని తాని త్వయోపాస్యాని నోయ్యరాణి ఏకే చాస్మచ్చ్రేయాగుంసో బ్రాహ్మణాః తేషాం త్వయాసనేన ప్రశ్వసితవ్యం శ్రద్ధయా దేయం అశ్రద్ధయా దేయం శ్రియా దేయం క్రియా దేయం భియా దేయం సంవిదా దేయం అదయదిదే కర్మ విచికిత్సా వా వృత్త విచికిత్సా వా స్యాత్. ఏదత్ర బ్రాహ్మణా సమ్మర్షిణః యుక్తా యుక్తా అలోక్షా ధర్మకామా స్యు యదా తే తత్ర వర్తేరన్ తదా తత్ర వర్తేత అదావ్యాఖ్యాతేషు ఏదత్ర బ్రాహ్మణా సమ్మర్షిణః యుక్తా యుక్తా అలోక్షా ధర్మకామా స్యు యదా తే తేషు వర్తేరన్ తదా తేషు వర్తేత ఏషాదేశః ఏష ఉపదేశః ఏషా వేదోపనిషత్. ఏతదనుశాసనం ఏవముపాసితవ్యం ఏవముచైతదుపాస్యం. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి.
Revered founder chancellor Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, I have the honor to pray to you to declare the convocation open.
I declare convocation open.
ఓం సాయీశ్వరాయ విద్మహే సత్యదేవాయ ధీమహి తన్నసర్వ ప్రచోదయాత్. ఐ ఆఫర్ మై మోస్ట్ హంబల్ రెస్పెక్ట్ఫుల్ అండ్ లవింగ్ ప్రణామ్స్ ఎట్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ మై బెలవడ్ స్వామి. దిస్ ఇస్ ద సెకండ్ కాన్వకేషన్ టు బి హెల్డ్ ఆఫ్టర్ భగవాన్ బాబా లెఫ్ట్ హిస్ ఫిజికల్ ఫారం అండ్ అస్యూమ్ ఆల్ పర్వేడింగ్ యూనివర్సల్ కాన్షియస్నెస్. వీ కెన్ ఫీల్ హిస్ డివైన్ ప్రెసెన్స్ వాచింగ్ దిస్ సెరమోనియస్ ఫంక్షన్ వేర్ ఇన్ దిస్ చిల్డ్రన్ whom he always considered as his property, are receiving the degrees to walk into the world carrying his message of love. I am sure that the graduates of this hallowed institution will be the torchbearers of the vision and mission of revered Bhagawan and thereby fulfill his dream and will of a peaceful world. Esteemed chief guest of the day, Dr. Anil Kakodkar, former vice chancellors, members of the various trusts, Board of Management and Academic Council, members of the faculty, distinguished invitees and guests, graduates of the year, students of the university, and my dear brothers and sisters, loving Sai Ram to each one of you. I deem it a great privilege to extend a most cordial welcome to all of you to the 31st convocation of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. Just as P.N. Bhagavati took over the responsibility of chancellorship of this university founded by Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba 20 months back after beloved Swami left his mortal coil. In spite of his old age and health problem, this is Bhagavati has been taking keen interest in the development and growth of the university, and his advice and guidance are always readily available whenever we approach him. We miss his presence today as he has been advised by the doctors not to take up travel. We are honored to have Dr. Anil Kakodkar, former chairman, Atomic Energy Commission and secretary to the Government of India, Department of Atomic Energy during the years 2000 to 2009 and presently DAE Homi Baba Chair, Professor at Baba Atomic Research Center. He was the youngest director of Baba Atomic Research Center after Homi J. Baba. Dr. Kakodkar has worked for the development of atomic energy program in India throughout his professional life. Undeterred by the restrictions imposed by the international community, he succeeded in developing various systems for the pressurized heavy water reactor, in building the Dhruva reactor starting from the conceptual stage, in rehabilitation of Madras Atomic Power Station units 1 and 2, both of which at one stage appear to be on the verge of being written off following failure of the moderator inlet manifolds, and in conceptualization and development of advanced heavy water reactor that realizes the next generation objectives through innovative configuration of present day technologies besides use of thorium. Dr. Kakodkar has been a key contributor to India's strategic program. He was among the chosen few involved in the first successful peaceful nuclear explosion experiment that India conducted on May 18, 1974 at Pokhran. And later, he played a key role in the series of successful nuclear tests conducted during May 1998, again at Pokhran. India also demonstrated nuclear submarine power pack technology under Dr. Kakodkar's leadership. Dr. Kakodkar's sterling leadership led to a significant boost to India's nuclear power program, notwithstanding the uranium supply constraints. As a result, and with it, the completion of projects already underway, India's nuclear generation capacity is set to reach 10,000 megawatts, as well as poised for a rapid scale up thereafter. The comprehensive and robust program under Dr. Kakodkar's leadership has earned India a distinctive status as a country with advanced nuclear technology. Notable also are his innovative contributions to human resource development activities, establishment of National Institute of Science Education and Research, DIE Mumbai University Center for Basic Sciences, and Homi Baba National Institute are expected to result in a fresh wave of human resource development, generating greater experimental capabilities and bringing in linkage between basic research and technology development for the acceleration of India's multifaceted atomic energy program. His contributions to the energy sector, promotion of higher education and research, societal development and culture through his active participation as the leader or member of several commissions and advisory bodies are noteworthy. He is a fellow of all the National Academies of Science and Technology and has been conferred honorary doctorate from 18 universities, including IITs. He is the recipient of Padma Shri in 1998, Padma Bhushan in 1999, Padma Vibhushan in 2009. He has several international recognitions, notably Rockwell Medal for Excellence in Technology, member of World Innovation Foundation, USIBC Award for Expansion of US-India Trade Relations, and Officer of the Order de la Legion of Honor by President of French Republic in 2011, the highest civilian honor of France. Major national honors and awards run to 3 pages, and I'm afraid I cannot read through them. I had the privilege of interacting with him during my tenure as the Vice Chancellor of the University of Mysore, particularly when the National Neutron Observatory was taking shape, which is expected to throw light on the birth of the universe. I also feel proud to have been the Vice Chancellor when the University of Mysore conferred honorary doctorate of science on him. Dr. Kakodkar is the illustrious son of illustrious parents, Srimati Kamala and Sri Purushottam Kakodkar, who were involved with the freedom movement along with Mahatma Gandhi and had undergone imprisonment. His mother brought him up with great patriotic spirit. It was with this patriotic zeal that he was instrumental in initiating the nuclear treaty with the US government. It paved the way for nuclear technology collaboration with the countries across the globe. Sir, I very warmly and affectionately welcome you. It has been a year and a half since our beloved Swami, the Divine Chancellor, left his mortal coil to assume his infinite cosmic form. During this time, there was an element of skepticism in some sections of society about the sustenance of his institutions, without realizing that Bhagavan, in all his all-pervading universal consciousness, would guide the destiny of his creations, which are also close to his heart. This has been amply demonstrated with regard to the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, the university founded by Bhagavan that trains students to leave his message and thereby transform society. The university has made substantial progress over the past 1 year. The fourth campus of the institute at Mudanalli has been operational from this academic year starting 1st June 2012. Two new programs have commenced this academic year, a two-year M.Tech program in analytical methods and instrumentation at the Prashanthi Nilayam campus, and two-year Master of Finance program in the Brindavan campus as an integrated program for the B.Com honors students. Making further strides, the institute is commencing two new programs from the coming academic year, a two-year M.Tech program in nuclear medicine at the Prashanthi Nilayam campus and a one-year M.Ed program for women in the Anantapur campus. The student strength has increased by 4%. The number of research scholars and fellows has increased by 18%, strengthening the research activities at the university. The number of faculty has gone up by 29% with the introduction of new courses and increase in student strength. Right persons with good background approach the university on their own accord, expressing their desire to serve in this institution. 60% of the faculty holds a doctoral degree, and a good number of teachers, nearly 20, are pursuing research leading to doctoral degree. The teacher-student ratio is 8:1, is far ahead of the national average of 33:1. Also, the computer-student ratio, 3:1, is far ahead of the national average, which is 229:1, enabling each student to have one computer for independent use at the institute. Compared to the last academic year, this year publications in good refereed journals have gone up by 48%. Papers presented in the conferences have gone up by 68%. And publication of books and chapters have more than doubled. The pass percentage in GATE and UGCSR NET continues to be high as in the past. As a part of the FIST program to rebuild the science and technology infrastructure in the country, the Department of Physics of the Institute has been identified as one of the 10 university departments in the country that are to be supported with huge grant support under Level 1 scheme of FIST 2012 for the next 5 years. Apart from regular workshops and conferences conducted by the various departments of the Institute, this year, the Department of Management Studies in the month of August organized for the first time an executive development program for training on strategic planning for the management team of Burckhardt Compression India, a wholly owned subsidiary of Burckhardt Compression Switzerland. Another major initiative was the redesign of the Institute website based on Bhagavan's philosophy of simplicity with aesthetics and clear vision, adopting an information architecture to bridge the secular and spiritual aspects of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. It provides ease of navigation with a clear and concise introduction to SSIHL for the first-time visitors. New buildings are under construction. Extension of hostel building, classrooms and auditorium complex in Prashanthi Nilayam campus, quarters for teachers and workers in Anantapur campus. The research activities in thrust areas have been initiated with the active participation of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences and Food and Drug Administration USA and few other overseas partners. These projects aim at translating the scientific and research knowledge for practical use in serving the patients. It is expected to have new vistas in early diagnosis and treatment of tuberculosis, dengue, chikungunya and HIV. A recent initiative in this direction is the establishment of chondrocyte cell culture lab of the university at the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences. The lab will help studies that will explore the possibilities of chondrocyte cell culture in treating knee cartilage defects. It will aid the quality of health of patients by avoiding joint replacement, surgeries and the symptoms and costs associated with it. Another initiative is the Gamma Camera Project, wherein the Board of Research in Nuclear Science has sanctioned Rs. 70 lakhs project to the Department of Physics to take up a collaborative project with the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences in the area of nuclear medicine. The project aims at reviving and optimizing the performance of a gamma camera for a medical diagnosis. I would like to acknowledge the active support and participation of Dr. Chaudhary Voliti in these projects undertaken with the hospital. The increase in academic activities does not in any way imply that the values-based integral education conceived and demonstrated by our beloved Baba has been pushed behind to the second place. Conscious efforts have been made to sustain and take forward all the activities pertaining to integral education with the active participation of faculty and research scholars in workshops and brainstorming sessions. In the month of May 2012, the Institute organized a two-day workshop for all faculty members and research scholars focusing on Bhagwan's guidelines for teachers and scholars and the art and science of mentoring. Mentoring has always been an integral part of the teaching-learning process at the Institute, more so because of its values-based integral education philosophy. However, since the last 2 years, the Institute has been putting in efforts to design a robust framework to formally institutionalize the process. Apart from summer course in Indian culture and spirituality that the Institute conducts every year for its own students in the month of June, this year the Institute widened its scope to include youth from outside the Institute with the objective of reinfusing and rejuvenating the spirit of Bharatiya culture in young men and women. In the month of May, the Brindavan campus of the Institute, with the support of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization Karnataka, conducted a similar course for young men and women from across the state of Karnataka. And last week, the Anantapur campus just concluded yet another course in Indian culture and spirituality organized for young women from across Andhra Pradesh with the support of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization Andhra Pradesh. Teachers and senior research scholars have also been deputed to deliver talks on Bhagwan across the country and abroad whenever there was a request. Anyone who is able to get deeply connected to Swami will feel the divine hands of our beloved Baba in each one of these activities, indicating that He is there for us always and is guiding, leading and protecting us in all our endeavors. Let us pray to Him to reside in our hearts always and bless us. Once again, I warmly welcome each one of you for this auspicious ceremonial function. Jai Sai Ram. Let the candidates for the various degrees be presented to the revered Founder Chancellor.
Revered Founder Chancellor, I beg to present to you the candidates named in the list for the degrees of Bachelor of Arts, Bachelor of Arts Honours, Bachelor of Science Honours, Bachelor of Home Science, Bachelor of Commerce Honours, Bachelor of Education, Master of Arts, Master of Science, Master of Business Administration, Master of Technology, Master of Philosophy, and Doctor of Philosophy. They have been examined and found qualified for the said degrees to which I pray they may be admitted. I now request respected Vice Chancellor to administer the convocation pledge to the candidates.
I hereby solemnly declare and promise that if admitted to the degree for which I have been duly recommended, I will in my daily life and conversation, and in thought, word and deed, conduct myself as befits a member of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, that I will to the utmost of my capacity and opportunity support the cause of sound learning, humanity, morality and spirituality, and that as far as lies in me, I shall uphold and advance the social and indeed all-round welfare of my countrymen and fellow men.
The candidates may resume their seats. I now request respected Vice Chancellor to kindly give away the gold medals that have been blessed by Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Justice P.N. Bhagwati Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Sai for distinction in M.Tech Computer Science. This medal is instituted in honor of Justice Prafulla Chandra Natwarlal Bhagwati, Honorable Chancellor of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. He is a freedom fighter, lawyer, member Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, was a member of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning Public Charitable Trust right since its inception. He served as Judge of the Gujarat High Court, Chief Justice of the Gujarat High Court, later Chief Justice of India from 1985 to 86, Chairman, United Nations Human Rights Committee, former Chancellor, Hyderabad Central University, and he was conferred the Padma Vibhushan, the second highest civilian award of the Government of India in 2007. The 9th President of India, Dr. Shankar Dayal Sharma Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Anoop Ajay Ghosh for distinction in M.Tech Applied Optics. This medal is instituted by His Excellency Dr. Shankar Dayal Sharma. He served as the 9th President of India from 1992 to 97, the 8th Vice President of India from 1987 to 92, the Governor of Andhra Pradesh from 1984 to 85. He was a Cabinet Minister holding portfolios of Education, Law, Public Works, Industry and Commerce from 1956 to 67. He was the Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh from 1952 to 56. Also a distinguished scholar, a freedom fighter and above all an ardent devotee of Bhagwan. He was the chief guest for the institute convocations in the year 1987 and 1992. The 11th President of India, Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Tarang Kapoor for distinction in MBA. This medal is instituted in honor of His Excellency Bharat Ratna Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam. He served as the 11th President of India from 2002 to 2007. He made the nation proud by designing the SLV rocket that placed India's first satellite in orbit. He served with distinction in various capacities, first in the Indian Space Research Organization and then in the Defense Research and Development Organization. Later, he served as Chief Scientific Advisor to the Prime Minister of India. The Government of India has conferred on him Padma Bhushan in 1981, Padma Vibhushan in 1990, and the highest civilian award, the Bharat Ratna, in 1997. He is a devotee of Bhagwan and was a chief guest at the institute convocations in the year 2002 and 2006. Sri Burugala Ramakrishna Rao Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Kalyan Sundaram N for distinction in MBA Finance. This medal is instituted by His Excellency Sri Burugala Ramakrishna Rao, a distinguished freedom fighter. He served as Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh from 1952 to 1956. He was the Governor of Kerala from 1956 to 1960, the Governor of Uttar Pradesh from 1960 to 1962. He was an ardent devotee of Bhagwan and was among the first translators of Bhagwan's discourses into Hindi and English on many occasions. The first Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Dr. V.K. Gokak Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Sai Prasanna for distinction in MSc Mathematics. This medal is instituted in honor of Padma Shri Professor Vinayak Krishna Gokak, the first Vice Chancellor of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. He was an eminent scholar and writer, also served as Vice Chancellor, Bangalore University, President, National Sahitya Academy, Director, Institute of Advanced Studies, Simla, and Institute for Indian and Foreign Languages, Hyderabad. He was the recipient of the prestigious Sahitya Academy Award and the Jnanapith Award in 1990. He was also conferred the Padma Shri by the Government of India in 1961. The second Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Dr. Somnath Saraf Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Krishnan S. for distinction in MSc Physics. This medal is instituted in honor of Dr. Somnath Saraf, the second Vice Chancellor of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. He was an eminent educationist, Educational Advisor Planning Commission, Advisor on Educational Policy and Planning, Government of Bhutan, UNESCO's Chief Technical Advisor to Afghanistan, and Senior Consultant to UNESCO's International Institute for Educational Planning, Paris. The third Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Professor S. Sampath Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Prafulla Chandra for distinction in MSc Chemistry. This medal is instituted in honor of Professor S. Sampath, third Vice Chancellor of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. He was an eminent computer scientist and educationist and served as Deputy Director, IIT Madras, Director of IIT Kanpur, Head Research and Development and Quality Assurance Division of Bharat Electronics Limited. He was member of Union Public Service Commission, member of the Electronics Commission, President of Computer Society of India, and Chairman of Recruitment and Assessment Center of the DRDO. The fourth Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Dr. K. Hanumantappa Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Pankaj Kumar for distinction in MSc Biosciences. This medal is instituted in honor of Dr. K. Hanumantappa, fourth Vice Chancellor of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. He also served as Vice Chancellor, Bangalore University. He was a distinguished educationist, renowned expert in management and finance, and recipient of several national and international awards. The fifth Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Dr. G. Venkatraman Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Ratish K. for distinction in MA Economics. This medal is instituted in honor of Padma Shri Professor Ganeshan Venkatraman, fifth Vice Chancellor of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, an eminent physicist, served in Baba Atomic Research Center and the Indira Gandhi Center for Atomic Research, the Director, Anurag Defense Research and Development Organization. He was President, Indian Physics Association, and recipient of the Sir C.V. Raman Award of UGC in 1979, Padma Shri in 1991, Indira Gandhi Award of Indian National Science Academy in 1994, Sir C.V. Raman Centenary Award for the year 2003-2004, and above all, he has been playing an active role in taking the message of Bhagwan to millions of devotees through Radio Sai for Global Harmony. The sixth Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Sri S.V. Giri Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Shivam Chopra for distinction in BSc Honours in Mathematics. This medal is instituted in honour of Sri Sethuraman V. Giri, IAS retired, 6th Vice Chancellor of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, an erudite scholar, eminent civil servant, former permanent secretary to the Government of India in the Department of Agriculture and later the Department of Education, former Central Vigilance Commissioner, Government of India, and currently Sri Giri is a member of the Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust. The 7th Vice Chancellor, Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Sri A.V. Goka Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Prashant for distinction in BSc Honours in Physics. This medal is instituted in honour of Sri Anil Vinayak Gokak, IAS retired, 7th Vice Chancellor of the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. He is an eminent civil servant, served as secretary to Government of India in the Ministry of Program Implementation in the Departments of Telecommunications and Fertilizers. He served as Cement Controller, Government of India, and Managing Director, Food Corporation of India. He was also the member of the Advisory Board at the Reserve Bank of India. The 8th Vice Chancellor, Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Professor Vishwanath Pandit Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Archit N. for distinction in BSc Honours in Chemistry. This medal is instituted in honour of Professor Vishwanath Pandit, 8th Vice Chancellor of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. He served as Professor of Economics and Dean Faculty of Arts at the Institute. He was Professor of Economics and Director, Center for Development Economics at the Delhi School of Economics. He taught at reputed universities in the USA, UK, consultant to the World Bank, Washington. He held senior advisory assignments with the United Nations, New York, President, Indian Econometric Society, and recipient of the prestigious Swami Pranavananda Saraswati UGC National Award in the year 2004. Professor Pandit played a very important role in establishment and growth of the Department of Economics and was also the founding father of the business school at the Institute. The Vice Chancellor, Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Professor J. Shashidhara Prasad Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Karthik Satyanarayan for distinction in BSc Honours in Biosciences. This medal is instituted in honour of Professor Javre Goda Shashidhara Prasad, 9th and current Vice-Chancellor of the Institute, also served as Vice-Chancellor, University of Mysore from 2003 to 2007. He is Fellow of the Institute of Physics, London, member of prestigious academic bodies such as Indian Association of Physics Teachers, Indian Physics Association, American Institute of Physics, USA, Optical Society of America, USA, Australian Institute of Physics, American Physics Society, International Liquid Crystal Society, Indian Liquid Crystal Society, and Materials Research Society of India. He's a recipient of the prestigious Aryabhatta Award for Scientific Achievement. Shri Shankar Rao B. Chavan Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Shri Saya Aditya for distinction in BSc Honours in Economics. This medal is instituted in honour of Shri Shankar Rao B. Chavan, an outstanding parliamentarian. He served twice as the Chief Minister of Maharashtra from 1975 to 77 and later from 1986 to 88. Subsequently, he served as the Cabinet Minister, Government of India, in the Ministries of Education, Defence, Home and Finance during the period 1980 to 1996. He was an ardent devotee of Bhagwan and was also the chief guest of the Institute convocations in the year 1986 and 1994. Shri R.V. Janaki Ramaya Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Shri Dinesh Kumar for distinction in BA Honours in Economics. This medal is instituted in honour of Shri R.V. Janaki Ramaya Garu, member of Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust since inception, a relentless social worker with national fervour, having great concern for the poor and needy. He played an invaluable role in the development of the village of Puttaparthi and is remembered by all with a deep sense of gratitude. Mother Ishwarama Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Anita for distinction in B.Ed. This medal is instituted in honor of Mother Ishwarama Garu, mother of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, whose prayers to Bhagwan Baba resulted in mammoth service projects of providing free safe drinking water, free medical care through super speciality and general hospitals, free education from primary to postdoctoral programs. Her love and concern for humanity will be ever etched in the hearts of millions of Sai devotees. Srimati M. Venkamma Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Shefali for distinction in MSc Home Science. This medal is instituted in honor of Srimati Venkamma Garu, a great example of ideal womanhood, known for her love, compassion and concern for the well-being of Bhagwan Baba, and she is remembered for her tireless service and her devout, simple and endearing personality. Srimati A. Parvatamma Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Anusha for distinction in B.Sc. Home Science. This medal is instituted in honor of Srimati A. Parvatamma Garu, who was blessed to serve Bhagwan with love and devotion for many years. She remains in the memory of every devotee as a tender-hearted, endearing personality. Srimati J. Ishwari Bai Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Prashanti for distinction in B.Com Honours. This medal is instituted in memory of her mother by Dr. Mrs. J. Geeta Reddy, an eminent gynecologist by profession. She is a cabinet minister in the government of Andhra Pradesh. She represents the Hyderabad constituency in Medak district and is presently Minister for Major Industries, Sugar, Commerce and Export Promotion in the government of Andhra Pradesh. She was awarded the Indira Gandhi Sadbhavana Award in 2008, and above all, she has been an ardent devotee of Bhagwan Baba for over two decades. Srimati R. Sundari Kondal Rao Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Sai Sudha for distinction in B.A. This medal is instituted by Shri R. Kondal Rao, formerly Engineer-in-Chief and Technical Consultant to the Government of Andhra Pradesh. He supervised the massive Shri Satya Sai drinking water supply project for the Anandpur district and later the drinking water projects in Medak, Mehboob Nagar, East and West Godavari districts and the city of Chennai. His outstanding contribution to the drinking water supply projects has been appreciated and publicly recognized by Bhagwan Baba on many occasions. Srimati Neti Kameshwaramma Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Shobha for distinction in M.Phil in Sciences. This medal is instituted in honor of mother of Sri N. Chiranjeev Rao Garu, a very senior devotee of Bhagwan. He had Swami's darshan for the first time way back in the year 1958 when Bhagwan visited the city of Madras. He has been an ardent devotee ever since. Being an engineer himself, he was actively involved in all the construction projects of the ashram and also the day-to-day running of the affairs of the ashram. The key interest he evinced in the supervision of all projects and attention to minutest details has always been exemplary and worthy of emulation. Shri R.K. Maheshwari Family Trust Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Shri Aman Jhaveri for distinction in M.Phil in Management. This medal is instituted in honor of the Maheshwari Family Trust that was headed by late Sri Ramakant Maheshwari. Sri Ramakant Maheshwari was a staunch devotee of Bhagwan. He was a businessman and a philanthropist. He renounced his business upon a single command by Bhagwan. Later, he settled in Prashanti Nilayam for the rest of his life, as that was his only cherished desire. I now request respected Vice Chancellor to kindly confer the Doctor of Philosophy and give away the special mementos blessed by Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba to the qualified doctoral research candidates. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Sri Rajan SS in Economics for his thesis on efficiency and productivity growth in Indian banking. He completed his research under the supervision of Professor Vishwanath Pandit, the 8th Vice Chancellor of the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Shri Krishna Kiran Vamsi in Mathematics. His thesis was on a study of a pair of second-order nonlinear dynamic equations with singular interface on time scales. He worked under the supervision of Dr. Pallav Kumar Barua, Assistant Professor, Department of Mathematics and Computer Science. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Kumari Tapasya Anand in Food Science and Nutrition. Her thesis was on studies on phytonutrients and therapeutic potentials of mushrooms. She worked under the supervision of Professor Rashmi Kapoor, Head Department of Home Science. Thank you.
I now invite Dr. Anil Kakodkar to deliver the convocation address.
Let me begin by bowing and paying respects to Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. Professor Shashidhara Prasad, Vice Chancellor, Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, members of Board of Management, members of Academic Council, members of faculty, students, their parents, distinguished invitees, ladies and gentlemen. Let me at the outset thank Professor Shashidhara Prasad Honorable Vice Chancellor of this university and the authorities of the university for their kind invitation to me to be a part of this convocation. I must say that you have been very generous to me. I think in the days of Internet and World Wide Web, we get benefit of generosity of several people. I am one of them. And only to say that don't believe everything that exists on the Internet. Shri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, founded by Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, is special in many ways. Apart from catering to the needs of modern higher education for a large number of students, the institution has a strong spiritual basis with social foresight that enables students to remain rooted in India and her value system, even as students scale new heights in terms of higher learning. As a university, this institution does incorporate several features that are considered important today and they will remain important for all time to come. I'm planning to deal with some of these features in general terms in this address. Convocation is a special day in the academic calendar of a university. It marks the culmination of a phase of learning. Having satisfied that the student is now ready as a worthy citizen to face and contribute to the world at large, the teachers deliver the final advice and blessings for further journey that the student is embarking upon. It is a solemn occasion for the students and also for the teachers. The bond between the teachers and the students that is supposed to have been built through years of mentoring brings in an emotional content to the convocation day. I wish to use this occasion to thank all teachers who in their own way have contributed to shaping the young minds while they are with the university. I congratulate all students graduating today. Some of you who have been specially recognized deserve our highest appreciation. All of you have gone through your respective courses of studies and have been adjudged to be worthy of the degrees that are being awarded to you. You are now ready to face the exciting world out there. You have to be an important part of the nation-building process through your respective capabilities that you have acquired here and perhaps elsewhere. Today there is an ample scope for innovation and entrepreneurship. The way our country is evolving, the opportunities for the capable ones will continuously expand. I wish all of you graduating today a very successful career ahead. May all your dreams be fully realized. Education is the key ingredient in the character building and socio-economic transformation. Done properly, education can empower our huge human capital to be a major constructive force to propel inclusive growth of the nation as a whole. High quality higher education that empowers our youth has the potential to cause a quantum jump in socio-economic status of poorer families in a single generation. Inclusive access to such higher education can thus transform our strong demographic advantage into significant enlightenment of the society and wealth generation being added at the base of the pyramid. The socio-economic scene around us is transforming itself at an accelerated pace as a result of demographic shifts, impact of new technologies, the growing economy, and several other developmental initiatives. Knowledge is now an important factor in economies world over, a trend that is likely to be increasingly dominating the global and the national scene. We thus need to quickly align our education system to the needs of changing knowledge-driven paradigms in the best interest of our socio-economic development, while remaining consistent with our cultural values and traditions. The so-called A3, anyone, anywhere, and anytime, the A3 connected society that is fast emerging on one side, and the digitally illiterate across the digital divide on the other, both constitute a major socio-economic challenge that can be handled only on the basis of the widest possible access to appropriate education delivered urgently. While the future holds great potential, if we are able to manage the challenge of providing quality education to all, there is a serious threat on the horizon if we are not able to do so quickly. Urgent actions are thus necessary on this front to quickly reduce the disparity gap as we move up the economic growth path, lest serious problems as a result of frustrated ambitions surface and create potential threats that might be difficult to contain, and our youth force, which is a powerful engine of growth and development, could well turn into a major destructive force. Our large youth force must be provided with opportunities for constructive engagement in a manner that fulfills their aspirations. Luckily, the possibility to widely use modern technologies in education does provide an opportunity to create such wider access to good quality education at a fast enough pace to overcome these challenges successfully. There are even more fundamental reasons for seeking to change our education system. A new paradigm where an earlier era of education being driven by intellectual culture of enlightenment and the economic circumstances of the Industrial Revolution is now expected to transform to an era of education through group learning and collaboration, taking full advantage of the information available to the students through multitude of information technology platforms all around us. In this context, I would encourage all of you to take a look at an interesting YouTube video on changing education paradigms at a location, the link is given in the written text, which effectively brings out the need for change. The challenge before us is to be able to make the necessary transitions at all levels in our education system. Clearly, this would require sustained efforts on part of a large number of individuals and institutions. Some key challenges that we need to address are the following. 1. To create and nurture a holistic learning environment that enables structured, curiosity-driven learning as well as problem-solving abilities and skills through participative experience. You would notice that this in good measure exists right here. Two, to make education student-centric with broader choices in terms of courses, their content and teachers, with teachers increasingly playing the role of mentors. Three, to embed education, particularly higher education, in an ambience of high-level research, deliver education all the way up to current frontiers of knowledge, nurture research to push frontiers of knowledge, and nurture an innovation ecosystem that facilitates quick translation of new knowledge to value for moving towards better quality of life. Four, to bring to bear ICT technologies to simultaneously handle the twin challenge of rapidly enhancing quality and improving the access to quality education. And five, to prepare our youth to be effective participants in the emerging A3 connected society, be integral part of lifelong learning and value creation through commons processes, and be able to address the problems with an interdisciplinary approach. A lot of groundwork needs to be done to realize these objectives. Since there is a large diversity in our institutions, we would need to adopt a differentiated strategy and adopt those measures that are most suitable for a particular situation. There is also the question of developing coherence within and across institutions regarding the approach to the management of desired change. High quality research in our universities must be emphasized for a variety of reasons. Such research should span a wide spectrum of disciplines, ranging from basic sciences and engineering to humanities, economics, and management. Aim of research should be to push frontiers of knowledge as well as to evolve technologies and to implement them for development. This would require several dimensions to be incorporated in the research domain in our universities. Our research should become comparable to the best in the world. So we should be able to identify individuals and groups who do research that can be compared with the best in the world and preferentially support them in a liberal way. We should engage ourselves in some grand challenge activities of importance to the nation. Several faculty would need to come together to address such grand challenges through their coordinated research. We should have an environment that incubates industrial enterprise, making use of R&D carried out in our laboratories. We should have the presence of industry research on the campus in the form of research parks, where our students and faculty have the opportunity to participate. Similarly, there should be presence of our national laboratories engaged in key national programs on our university campuses. In my view, all this would make our education more holistic and also create an ecosystem that would nurture the spirit of innovation that we so desperately need to inculcate in our younger generation. While such enrichment on the campus is a very desirable feature, for this to be realized, we need to bridge a considerable gap in the mutual confidence that exists between our academia and our industry. We need to reach a condition where both sides see a win-win situation while collaborating. Considerable, credible work is necessary to create confidence in both sides to invest in each other. We need to explore opportunities to work together in a variety of mutually beneficial ways to create conditions of that mutual trust and confidence. As we engage with industry, we should also explore opportunities to engage with R&D of relevance to the society. In this context, I strongly feel that treating education and development together would bring in a lot of synergies that would benefit both domains. While this approach facilitates hands-on activity-based learning and empowers students to boldly address the challenges that they would face in real life, the process of development becomes more robust by involvement of a knowledge institution, an attribute that would become increasingly important in the emerging knowledge-dominated area. That we would produce experts rather than just activists in the process would be an additional advantage. In the context of rural development, this is even more important. A larger part of our population still lives in rural areas. There are serious issues related to greater development deficit and livelihood in these areas. This is leading to a large-scale migration to urban areas, a phenomena that appears inevitable. Creating enhanced livelihood and improved conditions for better quality of life in rural areas could at least slow this trend, if not reverse it, and reduce the strain on urban infrastructure, which is unlikely to keep pace with the growing needs. Comprehensive higher education and research campuses in rural areas that are well equipped with modern amenities and are engaged in world-class research that is also oriented to the problems of neighborhood could well become fountainheads for innovation and technology-led growth in the region, that is rural domain, while creating better access to higher education right in rural areas. Our students getting exposed to such activities would not only give them a good problem-solving experience, but also emotionally bind them with the society around. We need to recognize that above approach would invariably involve interdisciplinary efforts involving science, technology, engineering, medicine, humanities, economics, management, and other disciplines, depending on the objective of a particular development effort. Opportunities for students to participate in application of such interdisciplinary efforts to address a particular challenge enable a holistic learning experience for them. This builds the capability to focus R&D to solve real-life problems, rather than looking for problems that can be solved through research one is engaged in. Quality of education as well as of research improves considerably in the process. We Indians have a great heritage. India was a premier country in the world till about 5 or 6 centuries ago. We had great universities and centers of learning that attracted scholars from many parts of the world. We have our time-tested value system. After a long period of oppression and foreign rule, India is now bouncing back. Democracy has taken roots in independent India. We have an unparalleled demographic advantage with the largest and the youngest youth force, as I said earlier. Indian youth have demonstrated their capabilities through their impact, both in technological as well as in economic terms, here as well as in countries abroad, for example in USA. As mentioned earlier, the world is now highly interconnected and the A3 connected society is fast taking shape. We are fast embracing knowledge-driven economy worldwide. Technology is changing our lives faster than we would have imagined. We need to be conscious about the impact of these rather rapid transitions around us. We need to prepare our societies to benefit from these transitions while preventing their ill effects. Opportunities and threats created by increasingly competitive, interconnected world, the potential for greater disparities if policies are not managed well, and the threats to time-tested Indian value system are some of the major challenges before our society today. While there may be several drivers to this evolving situation in our country, we must also acknowledge that apart from people who engage themselves in mass movements at different points of time, a very large number of individuals have made key contributions to shaping the evolution in a healthy manner and in the right direction through their wisdom, sustained work, and passionate contributions. For example, there have been people who pursued mathematics and astronomy and made new discoveries ahead of others anywhere in the world. Others pursued social reforms in spite of several odds. Then we had far-sighted pioneers who established key industries within the country in much adverse circumstances. We need such people in large numbers who can guide and shape the society as it evolves through knowledge and technology-driven transitions on one side and rapid mixing of cultures driven by instant communications that take place today on the other. Such people, through their research and analysis, can present an authentic assessment of the transitions around, create innovative approaches to maximize the gains and minimize the threats, and prepare our youth with capability to effectively deal with the evolving situation. The very fact that Indian traditions and culture has survived through centuries of external influence gives us the hope about our societies responding correctly to the changing paradigms. Our universities as well as centers of learning have a special role in this regard. All of us have the opportunity to be a part of such people, both by ourselves as well as through the students whom we teach and mentor. Through our teaching, research, development of technologies, and nurturing a spirit of innovation and entrepreneurship, with strong commitment to our time-tested value system, we have the opportunity to be an important part of people who can shape the destiny of our nation. At our universities, we need to create a holistic learning environment that could be a fertile ground for nation building in today's context. We all must resolve to make that happen through our respective pursuits of scholarship, research, and engagement with the society and industry around. Let us look at today in this backdrop. We are in a way passing through a critical phase in our country. Are we well prepared for these transformations? How are we to respond proactively to the changing situation? You will all agree with me that quality education that prepares our young people to embrace the changing scenario would be the key to success in this regard. Our universities, and more importantly the teachers, should prepare our youth to play a key role in creating, sustaining, and enhancing the relative competitive edge of our country. This would be more important as country moves up on the economic ladder. Our universities and the faculty must therefore shape young people who can confidently engage themselves in the real world and make an impact through their innovative capabilities. They must be able to do so in today's context as well as ready to deal successfully with the emerging change. This task is crucially important to the future of India. And all of us connected with education have a special role and responsibility in shaping that future. I must at this stage pay compliments to Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning to in fact show an example of how one can move in these directions. I do wish that all of you would give some serious thought to these issues and decide your respective course of action. It should be our collective effort to progressively move towards making the world a better place to live. Through a lifelong learning process and maintaining university, industry and the society interconnected with each other, each one of us, regardless of the career we decide to pursue, can meaningfully contribute to this objective. After all, we are all in this world to play our respective roles. Our happiness and joy of life depends on how well we play our roles. To dear students, I once again wish all of you well in your respective pursuits. I am certain you would rise progressively in your respective careers. I do hope that as you rise, you will retain in you a spirit of trusteeship and contribute substantially to your roots, the society around, the institutions that brought you up, and the nation at large. It is the spirit of trusteeship and the desire to support others who were not as fortunate or as successful as us that makes this world a better place. We must remember that our happiness depends on the happiness all around us. Once again, my best wishes to all of you. Thank you and Jai Sai.
Thank you, sir, for those most thought-provoking and inspiring words of wisdom. We now pray for the benediction by our revered founder chancellor, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba.
Vidyarthi, vidyarthi, yulara.
Students, boys and girls.
Vidyanaga yemiti.
What is education?
Etti vidyanu manam abhyasinchali.
What sort of education should we acquire?
విద్య యొక్క ప్రమాణములు ఏమిటి?
What is the standard of education?
మానవాభ్యుదయమునకు మార్గదర్శకమైనటువంటి విద్య ఏది?
What is that's really ideal to mankind?
ప్రస్తుత విద్య వల్ల మనకు లభించేటువంటి ఫలితం ఏమి?
What is the result out of this modern education?
ఈ పంచతంత్రముల యొక్క ప్రభావాన్ని ఆలోచించి విలసించి దాన్ని విపులంగా అర్థం చేసుకున్నటువంటి వ్యక్తియే నిజమైన విద్యార్థి.
హీఈస్ ఎ ట్రూ స్టూడెంట్ ఇఫ్ హెస్ గాట్ ఫుల్ అవేర్నెస్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ ఫైవ్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫైన్ ఆర్ట్స్ అండ్ దర్ ఇంపాక్ట్.
కేవలము విజ్ఞానము ప్రజ్ఞానం అనేటువంటిది విద్యార్థి వల్ల ఏర్పడినటువంటిది కాదు.
దిస్ అవేర్నెస్ అండ్ ది స్పిరిచువల్ నాలెడ్జ్ are not of your making.
విద్యయొక్క సంస్కారం చేతనే ఈ పవిత్రమైనటువంటి శక్తులు మానవులకు చేకూరుతున్నది.
Man acquires these potentialities because of the culture that he gets out of this education.
Samskruti anaga emiti?
What is samskruti, culture?
Idi pratyekamainatvanti oka nibandhana kaadu.
It is not any stipulation.
Nitya jeevitamlo manavudu anubhavinche అసత్యమైనటువంటి మార్గము, అప్రమాణమైన మార్గము, అనిత్యమైనటువంటి మార్గము, వీటిని సత్యనిత్యములుగా మార్చుకొని దివ్యత్వంగా తాను జీవించడానికి ప్రయత్నించటమే సంస్కారం.
ద కల్చర్ మెంట్ టు బి అవే ఫ్రమ్ ద అన్ట్రూత్, దాట్ విచ్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఐడియల్, దాట్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఎఫీమరల్ అండ్ ఫ్లీటింగ్, అండ్ టు రీచ్ ద స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ ఎటర్నిటీ. An immortal truth.
Itti pavitramaina divyattvamu ekkada unnadi?
Where do you find such sacred divinity?
Prati manavuni chakkaru kudanu ee divyattvamu satya swaroopai tandavam aadutunnadi.
In every man there is divinity latent dancing within.
పుడమే కయగల ప్రతి వ్యక్తికి దగ్గర కూడాను ప్రత్యక్ష దైవమైనటువంటిది సత్యము.
ఇట్ ఈస్ ది ట్రూత్ దట్ ఈస్ గాడ్ ప్రెసెంట్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ వన్.
మీరు కాపాడవలసినటువంటిది దేశమును కాదు, పోషించవలసినటువంటి దేశము కాదు.
యు ఆర్
సత్యధర్మమును మీరు పోషిస్తే దేశము సత్యధర్మం చేతనే కాపాడబడుతుంది.
వాట్ యు ఆర్ సపోజ్ టు డూ ఈజ్ నాట్ టు ప్రొటెక్ట్ దిస్ కంట్రీ, not to safeguard either, protect and uphold satya truth dharma righteousness, that is enough.
Satya dharmamulu kaapadinappude jagattantaikunnu suchheemanga untundi.
When satya and dharma are upheld, the welfare of humanity is ensured.
Ee jagattantaikunnu satya dharmamulu paine aadharapadi unnadi.
The entire universe rests on satya and dharma.
Satyambunandundi సర్వంబు సృష్టించే సత్యంబు నందనగే సర్వ సృష్టి.
ది ఎంటైర్ యూనివర్స్ హ్యాస్ ట్రూత్ యాజ్ ఇట్స్ ఆరిజిన్ అండ్ ఫైనలీ ది యూనివర్స్ మర్జెస్ బ్యాక్ ఇన్ టు ద ట్రూత్.
సత్యమహిమలేని స్థలమేది కనుగొన్న శుద్ధ సత్వమిదియే చూడరయ్యా.
ఇస్ దేర్ ఎనీ ప్లేస్ వేర్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో ట్రూత్? But in fact, it is that unsullied truth which is present everywhere if you are keen to observe.
Prati manavudu kudanu ee satyamu paine aadharapadi untunnadu.
Every man has truth as his foundation.
Ee satya dharmamune jagatunu kaapadutu unnadi.
Satya and dharma protect the entire world.
Kaani manavudu ee satyanni gurtinchukolaleka aneka vidhamuluga kudanu vilasellutunnadu.
Man is not able to realize this truth and therefore he suffers.
Prema swarupulara,
embodiments of love,
vidyanaga kevaramu oka vidhamainatundi oka kasaratu kaadu.
Education definitely is not an exercise.
Neka jeevanopadhi nimittamai erpadetundi oka vidya kaadu.
Education is not for a living.
ఇది జీవిత పరమాపతి నిమిత్తమై ఏర్పడినటువంటిదిగా భావించాలి.
We have to consider that education is for life and not for a living.
విద్యార్థులారా,
స్టూడెంట్స్,
మీరు ఎక్కడి నుంచి వచ్చారు?
వేర్ ఫ్రమ్ హ్యావ్ యూ కమ్?
కేవలము పవిత్రమైన భారతదేశంలోనే పుట్టారు.
యు ఆర్ బోర్న్ హియర్ ఇన్ ది సేక్రెడ్ ల్యాండ్.
ఎక్కడ ఉన్నారు? భారతదేశమందే ఉన్నారు.
వేర్ ఆర్ యూ? యు ఆర్ ఇన్ భారత్.
ఇట్టి పవిత్రమైన భారత తత్వాన్ని గుర్తించుకోలేకపోతున్నారు.
You are not able to know the sanctity, the sacredness of Bharat.
Putti perigina ee bhoomi ende mee yokka punya tattvanni gurtinchukolekapothunnaru.
You are not able to know your own land of merit where you are born.
Bharata bhoomi kevalamu kartavyamni nirvartinpa chesetundi karma bhoomiye.
Bharat wants you to discharge your duty, so this is the land of action.
Ikka kartavyanni nirvartinchi punyamini progu chesetundi Bharata bhoomi.
Bharat wants you to accrue the merit by discharging your duty.
Kanukune deenini punya bhoomi ani pilichu vacharu.
So it is called the land of merit, punya bhoomi.
Ee Bharata bhoomi yandu manavatvanni tyagam chesi divyatvanni prakatinchi prema tattvanni panche nimittamai erpadinadi satyanni gurtinchukovali.
One has to realize the truth that the human life is gifted to experience the divinity within and share the love in the neighborhood.
కనుకనే ఇట్టి పుణ్యత్వాన్ని పోషించుకునే నిమిత్తమై ఏర్పడేది కనుక పుణ్యభూమి అని పేరు పెట్టారు.
For that reason, this is called the land of merit, Punyabhumi.
ఈ భూమికి భగవంతునికి ఉన్నటువంటి సన్నిధి సంబంధం ఏమిటి?
What is the intimate relationship between God and this earth?
ఇది చెయ్యి.
This is hand.
ఇది కాలు.
Is the leg.
ఇది తల.
Is the head.
ఇది కడుపు.
Is the stomach.
ఈ అన్ని అంగములు కూడాను దేహంతో చేరినటువంటివి.
All these parts, organs, belong to the same body.
కనుక అనేక అంగములతో కూడినటువంటిది ఈ దేహము.
Body is the combination of different organs.
ఈ దేహము మానవత్వంతో కూడినటువంటిది.
This body is basically human.
కనుక ఈ మానవత్వం దేనికి సంబంధించినటువంటిది?
This humanness, how is it related?
సంఘముతో చేరినటువంటిది, సమాజంతో కూడినటువంటిది.
It is related to the community or society.
సమాజం దేనితో కూడినటువంటిది?
Society, how is it comprised?
ప్రకృతితో కూడినటువంటిది.
It is in nature, ప్రకృతి.
ప్రకృతి దేనితో కూడినటువంటిది?
What is the composition of ప్రకృతి?
ప్రకృతి పరమాత్మతో కూడినటువంటిది.
This nature is divine.
కనుకనే ప్రకృతి పరమాత్మని యొక్క అంగము.
So nature is the part of God.
మానవత్వం ప్రకృతి యొక్క అంగము.
Human life is a part of nature.
ప్రకృతి సమాజం యొక్క అంగము.
The nature is a part of society.
సంఘము మానవత్వం అంగము.
And this society is a part of humanity.
అంగాంగముల యొక్క తత్వాన్ని గుర్తించుకుని వర్తించినప్పుడే దివ్యత్వం అనేటువంటిది మనకు అర్థమవుతుంది.
Then once we understand the intimate interrelationship between the different organs of the body, we can carry on the life
sojourn.
Embodiments of love.
ఈనాటి విద్యార్థి పనికి ఏమాత్రము ముగించలేదు.
Student is not prepared to work today.
Work is important.
Work is important.
చదవటం గొప్ప, డిగ్రీ తీసుకోవటం గొప్పది కాదు.
Nothing great in earning degrees.
ఇప్పుడు ఇంతమంది చదివారు.
So many are educated.
ఇన్ని విధానాలు కూడా మన స్వాతంత్ర్యం వచ్చేసేసి 50 సంవత్సరాలు పైన అయింది.
And 50 years even more after
దాని తర్వాత
ఎన్ని
వేల మందో ఎన్ని లక్షల మందో డిగ్రీలు తీసుకున్నారు పిల్లలు.
Thousands and lakhs received their degrees.
వీరందరూ ఇప్పుడు దేశానికి ఏం చేస్తున్నారు?
All the lakhs of students, what is it they are
doing?
సమాజ
సేవలో ఏమాత్రమూ పాల్గొనటం లేదు.
They are not ready to serve the society.
దేశం యొక్క ఔన్నత్యాన్ని ఏమాత్రమూ పాటించడం లేదు.
They don't follow the tradition and culture of this country.
మొట్టమొదట దేశం యొక్క పవిత్రతను గుర్తించాలి.
One has to know the culture and heritage of the country.
తన ఇంటిని తాను కాపాడుకోలేనటువంటి వాడు బయట ఇంటిని ఏ విధంగా కాపాడుకోగలడు?
ఇఫ్ యూ కెనాట్ సేఫ్ గార్డ్ యువర్ ఓన్ కల్చర్ అండ్ ట్రెడిషన్, హౌ డు ఎక్స్పెక్ట్ టు కీప్ అప్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్? సో స్టూడెంట్స్,
పరదేశ ప్రయాణం మానుకోండి.
గివ్ అప్ ది ఐడియా ఆఫ్ గోయింగ్ అబ్రాడ్.
ఏ ఉద్యోగం చిక్కకపోయినా కానీ కేవలం ఒక దాసత్వమైన ఈ స్వభూమిలో చేయండి.
If you don't get any job, at least serve in your own residence.
కేవలము నీ యొక్క సమాజం లోపల నీవు సేవ చేసుకో.
Serve the society.
నీ యొక్క సమాజం నీవు కీర్తివంతంగా కాపాడుకో.
అండ్ సీ దట్ యూ హ్యావ్ ఎ గుడ్ నేమ్ ఇన్ సొసైటీ.
నీ జన్మభూమి అయిన భారతదేశానికి పవిత్రమైన కీర్తిని సాధించు.
గెట్ ఎ గుడ్ నేమ్ టు యువర్ మదర్ ల్యాండ్ భారత్.
ఈ విద్యార్థి కర్మవీరుడు, సాధన వీరుడు అనేటువంటి ఒక కీర్తిని సంపాదించుకో.
యూ షుడ్ గెట్ ఎ గుడ్ నేమ్ దట్ యు ఆర్ ఎ మ్యాన్ ఆఫ్ యాక్షన్, దట్ యు ఆర్ ఎ మ్యాన్ ఆఫ్ డ్యూటీ.
కనుక ఈనాడు దైవము తన యొక్క స్వభూమిని కాపాడుకుంటూ రావాలి.
దేర్ఫోర్ వీ హావ్ టు protect our own motherland.
భారత దేశంలో లేనిది ఇతే దేశంలో ఏమిటి?
వాట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ప్రెసెంట్ హియర్ ఇస్ నాట్ అవైలబుల్
భారతే తన్న భారత అన్నది.
వాట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ప్రెసెంట్ హియర్ ఇస్ నాట్ ప్రెసెంట్ ఎనీవేర్.
దేశంలో లేనటువంటిది విదేశాల్లో ఎక్కడ మనకు కనిపించదు.
వాట్ యూ డోంట్ నోటీస్ హియర్ యూ డోంట్ గెట్ యూ డోంట్ ఫైండ్ ఎనీవేర్. సర్వ శక్తిగలను
భారతదేశంలోనే ఏమిటి ఉంటున్నది.
ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఆల్ కెపాసిటీస్ కెపబిలిటీస్ రిసోర్సెస్ ఆర్ హియర్ ఇన్ భారత్.
సర్వ కీర్తి కూడా భారతదేశంలోనే ఉంటుంది.
హై రెప్యుటేషన్ ఈస్ హియర్ ఇన్ దిస్ కంట్రీ.
అట్టి కీర్తి ప్రతిష్టలతో వెలిసిల్లేటువంటి భారతదేశాన్ని విస్మరించి
యూ హావ్ ఫర్గాటన్ ద ప్రిస్టైన్ గ్లోరీ ఆఫ్ దిస్ కంట్రీ.
డ్రై ల్యాండ్ కంతా నీవు పోయి ఏమి నువ్వు చేయగలవు?
వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ యూ డిరైవ్ బై గోయింగ్ టు ద డ్రై ల్యాండ్?
ఇదంతా కేవలము ఒక విధమైనటువంటి నాటకంగా చూస్తుంటున్నారు.
దిస్ ఆల్ అపియర్స్ టు బి ఎ డ్రామా.
నేర్చినటువంటి విద్యలు కూడా నువ్వు అక్కడ దారబోస్తున్నారు.
అండ్ యూ డెడికేట్ యువర్ ఆల్ యువర్ నాలెడ్జ్.
ఎంత విద్యను నేర్చినారో అంత స్వదేశంలో నీవు వినియోగించు.
All your knowledge and education must be beneficial to
you.
You serve your elders. And then you take care of your family. Then your parents will get good name.
కనుకనే మొట్టమొదటి నడుమంచి పని చేయాలి.
Therefore, first bend your body.
కర్మవీరులు కావాలి.
You should be man of action.
ఈ కర్మ చేయకుండా కేవలం మాటల చేత శోకుల చేత మన జీవితాన్ని గడపడం సరైనటువంటిది కాదు.
It is not proper to carry on your life sojourn by pomp and show and aggrandizement.
కనుక మనం మొట్టమొదటి కీర్తిని సంపాదించాలంటే దేహాన్ని ముందు ఉంచి పని చేయించాలి.
To get a good name, first bend your body and work.
పెద్ద వృక్షం కావాలంటే విత్తనం ఏం చేస్తుంది భూమిలో పోయి?
For a gigantic tree to grow, what is that seed does?
రూపాన్ని నాశనం చేసుకుంటుంది.
The seed loses its entity, identity.
ఇంకొక రూపంగా బయలుదేరుతుంది.
It sprouts up.
అది ఏ వృక్షంగా మారుతుంది.
It grows into
a gigantic tree. ఫలములంతా అందిస్తుంది.
And then it carries its
తన అహంకారాన్ని నిర్మూలం కావించుకున్నప్పుడే అందులో నిజమైన ఫలితం మనకు లభిస్తుంది.
When you kill your ego, you will have positive results.
ఆ విత్తనం తన రూపాన్ని పూర్తి నాశనం చేసుకుంది.
The seed destroys its form and name.
కనుక దేహాభిమానం వదలాలి.
సో గివ్ అ బాడీ అటాచ్మెంట్.
దేశాభిమానం పట్టుకోవాలి.
యూ షుడ్ హావ్ దేశాభిమాన అటాచ్మెంట్.
ఈనాడు దేశాభిమానమే లేదు.
టుడే దేర్ ఇస్ నో దేశాభిమాన.
ఈనాటి విద్యార్థులకంతా కూడా నేషనల్ సాంగ్ ఏమైనా తెలుసునా అంటే తెలియదు.
ఇఫ్ యూ ఆస్క్ ఎనీ క్వశ్చన్ వాట్స్ అబౌట్ నేషనల్ స్టాండర్డ్స్ దే డోంట్ నో.
సినిమా సాంగ్స్ కావాల్సిందని వాళ్ళకి తెలుసు.
దే డోంట్ నో పేట్రియాటిక్ సాంగ్స్.
నేషనల్ సాంగ్ తెలియదు.
Why? What is the reason?
జనగణమన అధినాయక చేయని ఈ భగవంతుని యొక్క తత్వంలో ఈ నేషన్ యొక్క కీర్తిని ఎందుకు సాధించకూడదు?
ద నేషనల్ యాంథమ్ క్యారీస్ విత్ ఇట్ ద డివైన్ ప్రిన్సిపల్.
ఈనాడు తన మాతృభూమి యొక్క తత్వాన్ని ఏమాత్రమూ గుర్తించుకోవటం లేదు.
టుడే వీఆర్ నాట్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ రికగ్నైజింగ్ ద వాల్యూ ఆఫ్ అవర్ కంట్రీ.
విద్యార్థులారా, విద్యార్థిని ద్వారా,
స్టూడెంట్స్, బాయ్స్ అండ్ గర్ల్స్,
దేశం యొక్క గౌరవాన్ని మనం కాపాడుతూ రావాలి.
See that the flag of the nation flies high.
గౌరవాన్ని మనం అభివృద్ధి గావించుకోవాలి.
We should improve upon the present.
ఆత్మ గౌరవాన్ని విసర్జించి ఇంక ఏ గౌరవాన్ని నువ్వు సాధిస్తావు?
If you lose your self-respect, what for is the life?
ఆత్మ గౌరవం పోగొట్టుకున్నటువంటి వాడు ఏ చిన్న కీర్తిని కూడా సాధించలేడు.
A man who loses his self-respect can never win esteem.
ఈనాడు మీరు సాధించవలసినటువంటిది ఆత్మ గౌరవం.
What you should achieve today is self-respect.
అది ఒక ఆధ్యాత్మిక నుండి బయలుదేరుతుంది కానీ మరొక మార్గంలో మనకు చిక్కదు.
Out of spiritual awareness you can gain self-respect.
ఈనాటి ప్రజలంతా విద్యార్థులంతా కూడాను కేవలము కలిమి బలిమి చెలిమి ఈ మూడింటిని కోరుకుంటున్నారు.
Today what are our desires? Kalimi the wealth, chelimi the friendship, and balimi the strength.
Gunam ekkada poyindi?
How about the guna, character?
Gunam lenetunti vaniki ee balamu stalamu gunamu em prayojanam?
Without guna the character, what for is friendship, the physical strength?
Kalimi balamu undinappudikini gunam lekapothe prayojanam ledu.
With all the wealth, the friendship, without quality character, they are useless.
Chelimi andaru hello 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 friendship avutunnaru.
In the name of chelimi
friendship lopala sarayina gunam nu pettukovali.
We say hello hello, but we should have proper conduct.
లోపలంతా హాలోనే.
But we say hello, but hollow inside.
కనుకనే మనం మొట్టమొదట గుణములు తీసుకోవాలి.
So first character is important.
ఎదుటి మనిషిని మనం గౌరవించాలి.
We should respect other man.
అప్పుడే మనల్ని ఇతరులు గౌరవిస్తారు.
Then you will be respected in turn.
నన్ను ఎవరు గౌరవించడం లేదే అని విచారం చేస్తే నీవెవరిని గౌరవిస్తున్నావు?
If you question why you are not respected, know that how many you are respected.
నీవు ఇతరులను గౌరవించు.
First you respect others.
ఇతరులను నీవు సేవించు.
Serve others.
తిరిగి ఇతరులు నిన్ను గౌరవిస్తారు, ఇతరులు నిన్ను సేవిస్తారు.
Then others will respect you and serve you.
మనం ఏ ఫలం కావాలని ఆశిస్తున్నామో ఆ ఫలాన్ని మొట్టమొదటి ఇతరులకు చేసి చూపించాలి.
Whatever the results you want, you expect, first render service.
అప్పుడే నీకు రియాక్షన్ వచ్చేస్తుంది.
Then it comes back to you.
అప్పుడే నీకు రిసౌండ్ వస్తుంది.
Then you listen to
రిసౌండ్. అప్పుడే నీకు రిసర్చ్ చేస్తుంది.
And then you will have the results.
యువకులంతా కూడా మంచి ఆదర్శప్రాయులుగా నిలచాలి.
Youth should be molded as ideal people.
ఇలాంటి ఆదర్శప్రాయమైన పిల్లలు చిక్కితే అంతకంటే ఆనందం ఏమిటి? అదే నా ప్రాపర్టీ.
Bhagwan will be so happy to have such ideal students.
Andaru adugutuntaru swami property ettu undadini.
Many people ask, what is your property?
Na property anta pillale na property.
Students are Bhagwan's property.
Vallu baagupadi vallu ekkadikaina velli manchi satyapu chesthe ave naaku aanandam.
If they are good wherever they go, if they get good name, that satisfies Bhagwan.
Vidyarthulara,
students,
ee naadu,
today,
mee degree ipuchukune samayam lopala ide naa degree.
During this convocation, this is the degree that
education
you should have.
Degree vaallu istuntaru.
The degrees are given to you.
Educare degree nenu istunnanu.
Get the degree of educare.
Adi aatmanandamuku sambandhinatvantidi.
It relates to the bliss of the self. Bliss of the self is educare.
Kani meeku edi kavalsane nenu chusukuntanu.
Bhagwan will take care of you in every way.
Pani chestu nadumunchi pani cheyali.
You work, bend your body.
Somani potu kaakurdu.
Never be lazy.
లేజీ కాకూడదు.
డోంట్ బి లేజీ.
లేజినెస్ ఇస్ రస్ట్ అండ్ డస్ట్.
లేజినెస్ ఇస్ రస్ట్ అండ్ డస్ట్.
Realization is the best and rest.
Realization is rest and best.
Ah, realization cheyadaniki prem vedi.
Attain that realization.
Cheppakoddemo bhajana. National anthem.
Shall we all rise and join in singing national anthem?
All are requested to kindly resume their seats for the Mangala Harati.
Om Jai Jagadish Hare Swami Satya Sai Hare Bhakta Jana Samrakshak Bhakta Jana Samrakshak Pati Maheshwara Om Jai Jagadish Hare Shashi Vadana Srikara Sarva Pranapate Swami Sarva Pranapate Ashrita Kalpalatika Apadhandava Om Jai Jagadish Hare Mata Pita Guru Devamu Mariandayu Dive Swami Mariandayu Dive Nada Brahma Jagannatha Nada Brahma Jagannatha Nagendra Shayana Om Jai Jagadish Hare Omkar Rupa Ojasvi Vasai Mahadeva Satya Sai Mahadeva Mangala Arati Anduko Mangala Arati Anduko Mandala Giridhare Om Jai Jagadish Hare Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana 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 Om Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana Narayana Om Om Jai Sadguru Deva Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana 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 Om Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana Narayana Om Om Jai Sadguru Deva Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana Jai Sadguru Deva Om.
Shanti, Shanti, Samasta Loka, Sukhino Bhavantu, Samasta Loka, Sukhino Bhavantu, Samasta Loka, Sukhino Bhavantu. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Jai Bolo Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba.